the idea of Gmilus Chasadim, and it will be to, again, to channel the divine chesed. One of the ways that we do Gmilus Chasadim is to channel the divine chesed and revelation into the world, and to reveal the connection that exists between all Jews. So that's, we're going to be doing the exact same thing, but we're going to be doing it from a whole different level, not from a level of, oh, really, I'm a naturally selfish being, and I'm, the only reason I'm doing this is I have to break my nature and I have to go against my nature in order to care about another Jew and do for another Jew. That's the Golus way of doing it. The Golus way of doing it is that I see how, by doing for another Jew, I'm channeling the infinite divine kindness into the world, and it's going to be the most obvious thing. Of course, I have to go find a way to do something for somebody, because that's my job here. I'm only here in this body and this whole thing. I'm only here to bring down that light. Same thing with tshuva. Tshuva is that the idea of constantly, of even as you're operating in this world and appear as a separate finite being operating in this world, to constantly be reconnected, to constantly be focused on reconnecting to your source, which is the world of Atzilus, where your soul originates from. And so that, when you're starting with the perspective of, I'm only here to do a job, I'm not really from here, I'm just a visiting alien, although after Mashiach comes, it'll be revealed that I'm not, from the way the world looks today, so from that perspective, I'm an alien. After Mashiach comes, it'll be revealed that actually the whole world was created just for me, and I'm not the alien, everyone else is. But in terms of the differentiation that you can make between the spiritual realms and the physical realms, in that sense, I'm a visiting alien, and I'm here to do a job. So, of course, you have to constantly be aware of remaining connected to your source, the tshuva, being connected to the divine source of your soul. You never lose sight of that connection. And then the idea of, again, of geula, the idea that I exist. My whole being is yichid le'yachadach. I exist. My entire existence exists only to reveal and express the divine unification in a world which externally may not appear to be. It won't be like it is today, where the world actually conceals and fights against that. But that's the reality, the perception, to be revealing in the world how every single aspect in the world exists. My entire existence and everything in the world exists only to express that nothing else exists except for God, that my absolute oneness with God.